This time last year, we were talking about language, and we're talking about Chinese in particular. We were actually talking about schools probably not dealing enough with getting kids organised in different languages. And one of them that came up was Chinese. For obvious economic reasons, it would be very good to have as many people speaking Chinese as possible, and also if it could be brought into the curriculum, you know, even in national school. And then we got a call from Angie Bailey, and Angie is down in Clogher National School in County Kerry, and she said not only does she teach Chinese to all the kids, but they actually sing in Chinese as well, and they sing Christmas songs, which so we had to ring them, and they sang us a Christmas song last year. Well, guess what? We're doing it all again. Angie Bailey and Clogher National School, how are you today?
Ni hao. Colm, it's great to be back, and thanks again for having us. The kids are all here, extra excited, a lot more communicable and conversational in Chinese than they would have been last year.
Yeah, so how long have they been, you know, for some of them, how long, is this the second year doing Chinese?
This is their second year, so I suppose they've gotten over the biggest hurdle, which would be the phonetics and the sounds of Chinese.
Yeah.
Because when we don't use X, Y, and Z in the English language, the Chinese make up for it in theirs.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a, you know, that would be the main difference, but our kids here now, they've gotten used to looking at that, they've started reading Chinese characters. They do lots of different plays, everything fun, really. Yeah. You know, we only do a few minutes, and it's kind of to keep it interesting, to keep it nice, to keep it simple, and to keep it fun, really, more than anything else.
And they enjoy it.
They love it. Well, I've never heard them say anything else. I mean, I don't know what they say behind my back. I probably don't want to. But they seem to enjoy it.
Well, because it's not force-fed into them. It's not too much.
No, it's not. I only come down, you know, it's my daughter's school, so it's just like a little voluntary thing that I do. I come down to the school and I spend 10 minutes with each group. So it's enough to give them, I suppose, just a little understanding, allow them to pick up a few words, but it's not enough to allow them to get bored easily or to be saying, oh no, the Chinese teacher's coming in again.
Where did you learn Chinese, Angie?
I worked in Australia after I graduated for a Chinese woman, and I thought she was so nice that I said I was going to China. So when I was 21, I came home, packed my bags and left, went to China without a word of Chinese, and realised that nobody there in the city where I was spoke English.
Right.
So it was really a case of sink or swim. So I learned to swim pretty fast.
Sure, and I would imagine it's quite a complicated language. I know there's just so many characters, and it's so alien to the way we write and read. Is it really difficult to grasp?
Well, do you know what? I think that is the one thing that maybe throws people from learning Chinese. It is the written form.
Yeah.
The Chinese language is very simple to learn just in its spoken form. The characters, yes, are incredibly complicated, but if you stick to just being able to speak the language, which I think is a lot more important than being able to read and write, then it is very easy. There's no grammar, there's no tenses. I mean, the kids here can all hold basic little conversations in Chinese.
Wow.
You know, so it's not difficult.
There's no tenses in Chinese language?
No, it's the I am, I will, I was, I would be are all the exact same. It's fantastic.
So then when you're talking about the past tense, how do you know then that it's not the present tense?
You refer to something in the past, or you put in one other little character. But you see, if you think about it, you can't change the form of a character. We have the word to be, and we can change it is and would and will. But you can't change the form of a character. So the grammar has to be very difficult, very, very different to the grammar we have in English. So it does, it makes it a lot easier, and it's a lovely language to learn.
So you could be saying, I am very happy when I was six, but you don't even say was. I am very happy when I am six, even if I'm 56.
But you see, then it's understood that it was when you were six, because you're not six anymore.
Okay, yeah.
So there's a lot of understanding to be taken from the context.
Right. Okay. And how many characters is there altogether?
Oh, God, there's over 50,000 characters, but they generally recommend having about 2,000 characters. I would recommend having about 5,000, I think, is more important to be able to read newspapers and stuff. So about 5,000 should get you being able to read everything that you would want to be able to read.
Okay, so they're ready to go anyway, are they?
They're ready to go, and we're going to start with the older kids, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, singing Joy to the World. Then the younger ones, the juniors, seniors, first and second, are going to come in with jingle bells, and then they're going to all join in together for an upbeated version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, just get them ready there. I need to say one thing on air, which is it's 10 to 1, which means the lines are closed now for the competition. We're going to ring somebody in a couple of minutes' time. They're going to get €1,000 in cash. We are also live at the moment down in Clogher National School in County Kerry, where we will have a little Chinese Christmas.
Okay. E-R, San.
Well done.
I'm sure you can even hear the improvement in them.
That was amazing. Absolutely brilliant. Tell them to give themselves a big round of applause.
A big round of applause. A big boulabas.
Brilliant. And Angie, also make sure they all listen to that. That'll go up as a podcast later on as well, so they can all sit at home, download it, listen to it, and then play it out to their families on Christmas Day.
Fantastic, Colm. Now, one moment before you go, they would all like to say Happy Christmas to you in Chinese, and then I know that there's one little girl here who has something very quick that she would like to say.
Okay, please go.
Okay?
Yep.
So, are you ready? Now that was Happy Christmas, and then just one quick question from one of the girls here, okay?
Hi, Colm. Can Clogher have homework off tonight?
Excuse me, say that again?
Can Clogher have homework off tonight?
Well, homework's really important. Of course you can! Homework is off!
Yeah. Thanks, Colm.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Colm.
Angie, thanks again to your school, Clogher National School. And next year, they're loving that now. The improvement even next year will be fantastic. But that was brilliant. Make sure they listen into the podcast, all right?
Thank you very much, Colm. Thank you. Happy Christmas to you all.
Happy Christmas to you and yours.
Bye-bye.